Well, here we are at the final session of the course. And I just want to thank you again for the gift of your time and your presence. The last time we focused on the principle of loving connection, and I'm wondering if you've had the chance to play with this, to express very directly the thumbs up feeling to someone in your life, or maybe to express that feeling to your own inner child self that is still very much at the core of you and that maybe needs your love and care and acceptance more than anything. So in this last session, we will review each of the principles and explore the final daily principle of resting, the essential final step, the conclusion of the mountain of one day. And I'll begin today with an aphorism that comes from the Persian tradition. One of my closest friends, his family is from Iran, and he shared this with me when I was telling him about the course. And it goes like this: drop after drop accumulates, and then you have an ocean. Drop after drop accumulates, and then you have an ocean. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. And now I'll ask you the question again: why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth, feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this and to receive the message that I have for you today as fully and openly as you can, an empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is, and settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. And now just a few final words on resting, the 10th principle in the series. And this one to me is really informed by all of the others. If you have woken up early, if you've spent some time in the morning calibrating to this present moment experience and to how you really want to live, if you have offered care, present, focused, interested care to the various activities of your day, even and maybe especially the mundane ones. If you've shown the day, moment by moment, that you deeply care about it. If you've taken at least one or two risks to be authentic, maybe when you weren't sure what would happen or how another person might respond to you, but you took the risk to show and speak how you truly feel. If you've spent time just receiving, learning something new, learning from a book or in your work, or learning from another person, being a total beginner for some part of the day. If you've exerted yourself in creation, in the creation of something that you care about, that you put your personal, authentic stamp on. If you spent some time creatively playing for no other reason than the play itself, this brain balancing act. If you've noticed your habitual patterns of thinking and acting, and maybe at least once stopped yourself from giving in to habit energy and stepped off the train and opened up to something totally new, and then through noticing changed the whole trajectory of the rest of your day. If you've spent some time moving and becoming aware of the movement of the body, if you've exerted yourself physically in some way and used the body to act in harmony, or if you've just paid attention to what it's like to feel, to sense, to move. If you've taken every chance you've had to genuinely express love and connection with those you care about and with yourself. If you've taken the risk to vulnerably express, "Hey, I think you're good, and I just want you to know that, and that's all." That is a lot in one day. But I think it is really doable, and it starts to build momentum quickly if you just keep it up, if you keep choosing the authentic door. And don't get discouraged by missing something or not taking advantage of an opportunity. Just keep trying, and the momentum will build. I think if you've attended to each of these principles, or maybe just most of them throughout the day, then I believe resting will come so naturally. The body will be ready. It will feel fulfilled. It will feel no regret, no worry about something left undone or unsaid. It will feel tired in this really beautiful way, and sleep will just be the natural next step to prepare for another full day, to prepare for another mountain of a day. I think sometimes the energy of regret can pop up at night and can make it difficult to sleep. Throughout the day, we are engaged in lots of things, and that can keep this regret from coming to the surface. But when we close our eyes at night, we have nothing left to distract us from what's always there under the surface. So by attending to all of these other principles throughout the day, by planting each of these seeds again and again, we are protecting ourselves from the energy of regret that can sometimes pop up at night, and which I think contributes to the experience of insomnia, for example. There's a quote from Jim Rohn that goes, "We all suffer one of two pains in life, discipline or regret. The difference is that discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons." We all suffer one of two pains in life, discipline or regret. The difference is that discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons. So to apply this quote to what we're talking about here, you actively feel the ounces of pain of discipline throughout the day in order to not feel the tons of pain of regret when you can no longer distract yourself from it. And ultimately, the pain of discipline is much less than that of regret. But The thing is, we feel it in the moment. So we might make choices that lead to feeling the tons of regret later on. And this is another way of thinking of the two doors, the door of discipline and the door of regret, available to you again and again throughout the day. So you might just keep that in mind to help you stay motivated to make disciplined choices every day, throughout the day, as often as you can. And then you might even come to enjoy the quote-unquote pain of discipline because you already feel the contentment and the fullness that it gives you at the end of the day. You already feel the world that that door opens into. And also just one logistical note on sleeping. I do think it's really important to get enough sleep. If you're going to be able to wake up early and start this whole process, then you kind of need to prioritize going to bed early. And so I prioritize at least 7 to 7.5 hours of sleep, which means letting go of the enjoyment of staying up late and watching shows. That's something I used to do, and that has really shifted for me out of a dedication to live the life that I really want to live. It might also be helpful to journal at the end of the day, even if it's just a brief note. Putting the day up for review, as the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it. Just taking stock of what this day was like, and maybe reviewing these daily principles and seeing if you attended to them, or maybe if some were missing, and then how you might experiment with prioritizing them in the next day. And that's not to criticize yourself if the day didn't go how you wanted it to, but just another element of a self-awareness practice, sort of closing the books on how you began the day in calibration. So now we've covered these 10 different ways that you can tend to and cultivate the garden of your life. And I'm reminded of the quote from Viktor Frankl, "Happiness ensues but cannot be pursued." We can plant seeds and prepare the soil in the best way we know how in this moment, and then get out of the way and allow nature to take care of the growing, to let things like happiness and contentment ensue naturally, the only way that they really can. And so let's finish by simply connecting to the spirit of each of these 10 principles. All together. And you might just connect to the breath, take a few deep breaths, and now on the next inhale, just follow along with me if you can. So breathing in, waking up, and breathing out, calibration. Breathing in, care. Breathing out, authenticity. And breathing in, reception. Breathing out, creation. Breathing in, noticing. Breathing out, movement. Breathing in, loving connection. And breathing out, resting. And maybe just take a few deep breaths and feel the fullness of all of these together. Notice whatever stands out to you or whatever arises for you. Feeling each of these principles harmonizing to create one fully lived, meaningful day. And letting go of any concern about the mountain of a lifetime, because this is all that you can control. and this is all that you can really live. This one day, and maybe just this one moment. This moment that we're both in right now. So I am really grateful that you decided to spend this time with me and you let me into your world. That means a lot. And that gives me so much meaning in my life. If you're interested in working with me further or hearing more from me, feel free to visit my website. It's charlesfreely.com. I also provide individual guidance both through that and through Inside Timer as well, if you're interested in working with me one-on-one on these things or on anything. I'd also be interested to hear from you in the comments about anything really, but maybe also if there are any principles that you've thought of that maybe are different from what I've provided. I think at the end of this, it might be helpful to review if you've been journaling or writing down these different principles and how they've been playing out in your life, and kind of have it all together in one form. This is something that I've had on my mirror for years, and I keep updating a list of 10 things that I like to keep in mind. And if you're interested, you might create something like that for yourself and put it up on your mirror or somewhere where you can see it every day. And that can be another helpful reminder of these principles, of the effort it takes to be disciplined in living the way that you really deeply want to live. And so thank you so much for being here with me. And maybe I'll be with you again sometime soon.